This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Good morning all, and thanks for listening in for the first segment of 2024 Ipswich Community Youth Service Layback Hour. My name is Andrew and I'm the team leader for the Youth and Employment Program here at this wonderful organisation. We are here presenting the ICEYS Layback Hour for our Get Set for Work program, which is funded by the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Listeners, our first guest for 2024 who is in the studio with us is Carleen from Brick and Block Careers. So if you're interested or know someone who may be interested in learning a trade in this sector, female or male, this will be a wonderful segment. Carleen, how are you?
Good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah. You're all happy to be out here in the Ipswich area?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to having a chat about brick and block today.
That's beautiful. Great stuff. Are you ready to jump into some questions?
Yes, please. Bring it on.
Oh, bring it on. Good stuff. Carleen, can we please ask you when Brick and Block Careers was established and where?
Brick and Block Careers was established in 2005, so young compared to me, in Melbourne. And we're a not-for-profit social enterprise, so our main focus is to support the bricklaying industry and the brickies in the industry.
Yeah, okay, that's wonderful. Like I said before, my father and uncle and all that, they've all been bricklayers and I've done heaps of labouring, so, yeah, full credit to the bricklayers and block layers. What is your job title at the company and how long have you been in the role?
My title is Industry Engagement Officer, and I've been in the role for nearly a year now.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Righto. What was your role prior to starting Brick and Blocks?
I was pretty much in the employment services, so working with disengaged youth.
Yep.
Both in a schools environment and for like a transition to work company.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Sort of similar to what I sort of do, I suppose.
Very similar,
yeah, okay.
Yes.
Good
both
stuff.
Passionate about the youth.
That's it. What do you yourself find most rewarding in your role?
The best part is when I get a candidate and they're perfect to put out with an employer, and then I reach out to an employer and he says yes. Yeah. And then we go ahead, get them out for a work trial, and I hear back that they've both loved it, and that person now has the opportunity to commence an apprenticeship. That's the tick box feeling for me.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. It's not so much the outcome. It's rewarding just to hear that it's a perfect match.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Could you please advise our listeners what the main focus is of Brick and Block Careers?
The main focus for Brick and Block Careers is to see more bricklaying apprentices in the industry. We have a skill shortage across all construction trades. So basically what we do is try and get as many candidates for all our employers that we have and get them out doing work trials and then getting into apprenticeships so they get trade qualified.
Yeah, okay, sweet. How can Brick and Block Careers help employers find great employees or potential employees find the great employers out there?
This is an everyday task for me. So we get people to apply through our website or come in through other means, email, calling me. Once they apply, I sit down with them over the phone generally.
Yep.
And we have a chat, work out what works for the candidate, and then I source the employer to match the candidate. So a lot of other people do it the other way around. It's about the employer. But to me, it's about if the candidate has a great day and chance to do their work trial and it's good for them, then it'll work every time.
Yeah, okay, sweet. That's good to hear. How can Brick and Block support its employers or employees in the field?
The main support I provide is giving advice. So there's so many different parts to the employment journey as a bricklaying apprentice. So it's just being there if their employer rings and needs the advice, knowing what to do or having the contacts that can then help with that. And same with the apprentices. If they need that little bit of support, it's about pointing them in the right direction.
Yeah, okay. And you're there through the whole sort of apprenticeship sort of thing for them?
Yeah, if they need me, they've always got my number and I always say, save my number, save it and give me a call if you've got any questions or you need any help.
Just don't ring after hours.
Not at 1 a.m.
Are there any incentive out there for employers to take on apprentices? If so, what are these and can they vary?
There is incentives. So there's the federal government incentives, which are managed by the ASINs. When they do their sign up, the ASINs set that up. So the Australian Apprenticeship Support Network sent that up. And that's paid to the employers as a wage subsidy.
Okay.
And then Brick and Block Careers have an industry subsidy that we pay to employers once apprentices reach milestones for their apprenticeship. So it's not a huge amount of money, but a little bit to help the employer.
And how's that look like after, like, they've done the first 6 months or...
Units of competency based. Oh, okay. So at the end of year one, the apprentice needs to have completed 7 units of competency. At the end of year two, 14 units. And at the end of year three, 21 units.
Okay. Yep.
If for some reason somebody hasn't completed it in the first year, we just extend that out. So as long as they register their apprentice in time, they should receive that payment as soon as the apprentice is competent.
Yeah, okay. Sweet. That's good to know. Yeah. Why would you encourage an employer to go through Brick and Block Careers to find an apprentice?
That's what I do every day. So, and I take the stress out of it for the brickies. You know, they're on site laying bricks, managing a crew. So if I'm there helping with the recruitment and getting people for them, they can focus on what they do, and that's where they make their money.
Yep.
So, make it so much easier for them, and they love it.
Oh, for sure. No doubt they wouldn't. A lot of time they're short staffed, so they don't really have the time to... Try and jump in and do all this as well.
Yeah, they love hearing, let me do it for you.
Okay, that's perfect. Great stuff. When you are seeking a potential apprentice for an employer, what are the main things that Brick and Block Careers look for?
We check to see they've got an understanding of the role. As you can imagine, brick and block laying's not that easy, so we need to make sure that they understand that there's a big physical aspect of the role. We also need them to have their white card and... Look, car and licence is an essential. It does help and it makes it easier to place a candidate because no 2 days the same for a brickie.
Yep.
Yeah. Ipswich today, Ripley tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, anywhere else the next day. So it's great if they do have car and licence, but I'll try and match and make an employer situation work in that case if they don't. Yeah, that's pretty much it. They'll obviously need all the standard safety equipment, steel caps and that sort of stuff.
But
the white card's what we need to get them on site.
And I suppose you just spoke about the licence and stuff like that, but if they get to a job site, they don't have a car, they get dropped off or picked up, they've just got to show that they're committed and willing to attend and that every day.
Yeah, it's all about the hard work and showing up. So.
Totally agree. Is this career rewarding financially for an apprentice?
It can be. I always say to people, especially young people, if you get in and do the work and work hard and prove yourself, then you're worth more to an employer. But if you just turn up, well, that's what you're worth. So
Yeah, for sure.
But if you look at our brickies, there's some very nice cars and toys that are being driven around and played with by brickies. And some of them then go on to create other businesses from it. So one of our ambassadors that's a Northside-based brickie, he now runs 4 businesses after completing his bricklaying apprenticeship. So
it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he does drive a very nice car.
Yeah, there you go. Queensland, one of the fastest growing cities in Australia. So long term, I suppose, is it an industry that is quite secure? Would you sort of agree with this when it comes to the building sort of industry?
Yeah, if you take a drive around Ipswich, all the new suburbs between Springfield and Ipswich on that back road, there's a massive amount of building going into that.
Yep.
And the majority of the homes are brick. There's also a lot of commercial work going on. So commercials, things like the schools, as they need upgrading to have bigger classrooms, that's all block work. So that's all commercial.
Yep.
And all the new developments are generally commercial. So people that want to do the block laying and focus on that commercial, there's lots of work in that space as well.
So block laying, there's heaps of opportunities.
Yeah. A lot of it's city-based or the big apartment buildings and things like that are going in. So you can drive. There's a massive one in Mount Gravatt, the Gold Coast. Plenty going on.
Yep.
And I drove through Brookwater this morning and there's lots going on in there as well.
Yeah, Brookwater's a nice little place going ahead as usual. Apart from southeast Queensland, what other regions sort of are booming and crying out for apprentices in this sort of trade?
Our boom areas and where there's a need will be up the corridor from south part of Sunshine Coast down to a new development called Caboolture West. It's going to be the new Caboolture hub coming in. And I also believe the government are announcing quite a few projects in both Bundaberg and Townsville for different building and that.
Yeah, so, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some big sort of big things happening.
Yeah, especially in the energy sector, but those services and that need buildings built for them. So
yeah, for sure.
There'll always be work, I think.
Yeah, so. And like you said, that Caboolture area is sort of, it's just growing all the way up to the sunny coast. And
yeah, they'll merge soon.
Oh, it won't surprise me one bit. We'll probably merge with Toowoomba one day from out here. The industry, as we know, mainly male-dominated. Do you strongly encourage females to enter this industry?
Definitely. Yep. I've got a school-based female that's getting signed up into her apprenticeship this week or next week. She did work experience with the employer last week. And Queensland actually has the most female apprentices and brickies in Australia compared to all the other states. So I'm a bit proud of that.
Geez, that's a good effort. And this young girl, what, is she year 11, year 12?
Year 12.
So she'll do like one or two days a week and then go into an apprenticeship next year?
Yeah, so she starts school-based apprenticeship this year, and then at the end of the year it'll transition to a full-time. So
That's great. Yeah. Amazing to hear. Do you have any other examples of females who've gone into the industry and excelled?
Our wonderful Monique. Monique's one of our ambassadors. She's on all our branding and everything. I love saying to the students when I do expos and that, she's a real person. She was based in WA. She's moved over here to Queensland. I'm very excited. I catch up with her regularly and she's a great role model. She started off, left school early, did a hairdressing apprenticeship and then decided that wasn't for her, so started bricklaying. She, in the last year of her apprenticeship, she competed in World Skills, which were in Perth.
Yep.
And last year in Melbourne, she was part of the judging crew and support crew for World Skills. So, yeah, she's she's over here laying blocks now. Good on her.
Okay. You might have to reach out and get her onto this show for us.
She'll definitely love to be on the show.
Oh, cool. Happy to have her. What skills or qualifications are required to enter the industry for anyone thinking of doing so?
Yeah, like I said earlier, the white cards will get you started. Bricklaying is a trade qualification, so you'll get employed and then you do that qualification on an apprenticeship-based model at the end of the 3 to 4 years, depending on how fast you can achieve your competency, improve your tradesman.
Yep.
And then there's support in the industry to go on if people want to get their builder's license and go to that next level. Or people can just continue to do bricklaying.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And the white card that they normally can get through is schools and that, can they? Or
schools for the students. If somebody's registered with a Services Australia provider, they can support them to get their white card.
Yep.
And there's plenty of providers around that are close to this area and out at Ipswich where people can go and get a white card.
Yeah,
You can do it online now, but you have to have all the gear to video because you've got to put on your hard hat and your glasses, safety glasses and that. So if you don't have that gear, then it's easier to go and do the course.
Do it in person and stuff like that.
I learn better in person myself.
I'd be the same, what's the minimum age to enter this industry?
Look, the government documents say 13. Right, most employers won't take anyone that young. A lot of them feel it's just too young. 15's a great age to start an apprenticeship. So. Yeah, okay.
God, I don't know any apprentices at 13.
No.
Yeah, well, okay. Do you take on mature age apprentices?
Yes, we do.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah, I had a call last year from a gentleman who was in his 40s and looking for a career change. He was a music teacher and I could hear the music in the background, so now I know why he wants a change.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, he started a part-time apprenticeship, so he's doing part-time apprenticeship, part-time teaching.
Wow.
And this year he progressed from 2 days in the apprenticeship to 3 days a week. So, and the crew love him.
Yep.
And he just brings so much knowledge and skills with him, so he'll fast-track his apprenticeship, no doubt.
What would a part-time apprenticeship be for someone like a mature age? How long would that take him?
The rules with or the training contract gets doubled. So instead of it saying it's a 4-year apprenticeship, the training contract will say 8 years.
Oh, okay.
But it's all competency based. Yep. So if they can prove they're competent in 3-4 years, then they get signed off. So
That's good to know. Is Brick and Block Careers willing to attend career workshop days for schools and services such as ours? If so, how do they reach out to you for this?
Yes, we love attending expos and giving information. I've got a bag of fake bricks I love to bring out and get people to play with and have a bit of fun and talk about the industry and what it's like. If they want to get in contact with me, they can search through Brick and Block Careers through the website or call our number 1300 664 496.
Yeah, okay. And, yeah, even if they reach out to our website or anything like that, I always can pass your details and stuff like that on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, cool. What about what's the best way for employers or people interested in finding out more about the industry? Same, just contact you through?
Contact us. They can use that number. My mobile is 0475 909 040, if people are keen to reach out and have a chat.
Okay.
Or online inquiries, whatever they feel comfortable doing.
Okay, yep. No, that's great stuff. Listeners, we're going to thank Carlene for taking the time out of her busy schedule to pop in and see us here at USQ Springfield. I know that you're not based in this region, so we appreciate you coming out here, Carlene, and giving our listeners a wonderful insight of the work you do and also the industry as well. So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Beautiful. As this is our first segment of the year, I just wish to advise you that on the 28th of February, ICYS, in partnership with MAS National, are running a 2.5-hour Women in Trades workshop. If you know or you are a female who wishes to participate in this workshop, please reach out to me at our office or jump onto our website. There are so many opportunities for women in trades, and this workshop is being run by the ladies at MAS National. Will be so beneficial to the community. Spots are limited and filling up quickly, so jump on board ASAP. We might even have some special guests such as Carlene, who might pop in and have a chat to the ladies who are attending. Is that okay, Carlene?
I've got it booked into my calendar.
You got it booked in? Beautiful. See, so there we go, ladies. There'll be various workshops in various sectors that we'll be running throughout the year for our young women and men in our community. So stay tuned and we'll keep you updated as these events are scheduled in. But that's all we have time for today on the ICYS Layback Hour. So thanks for tuning in and listening to us. Thanks again to Carlene from Brick and Block Careers. We really appreciate you taking the time, Carlene, so thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks to producer Russell. First segment of the year, so thanks very much, mate. The team here at USQ Springfield for allowing us to use their studio. Each year, you know, they offer this space and time slot, and we're very grateful. And hopefully once our Get Set for Work program starts in term two, you know, we'll get some young people in here too so they can participate in this wonderful, segment. As we always say here on the Layback Hour, be kind, be safe, goodbye.